Oh my gosh, you guys, whenever I pull out this dang microphone, I just start freaking singing into it, and then I have my headphones connected to the mic, so all I'm hearing is some really bad quality singing in my ear, and then I just, you know, it's just bad, y'all, it's just bad. Anyways, hi. Welcome to this episode of Chit Chat with Joby. I am your host, Jordan Byers, and oh my gosh, I'm trying to sound like so professional, whatever, like, hi, I'm your host, Jordan Byers, but really, I'm struggling here, y'all. But honestly, you guys, I was telling everyone in the last episode that I feel like I'm starting to get a hang of this whole podcasting thing, and honestly, I am obsessed. And also, I definitely want to shout out the Chit Chat with Joby podcast Instagram, because I'm making like all these really fun edits on Photoshop and just like really curating the shit out of that Instagram. It's so aesthetically pleasing. It's so cute, and I'm really proud of it. You know, I took a long time to plan everything out for the Instagram, and it has like 100 followers. So would you do me a favor and go follow that Instagram, because it's really cute and there's a lot of quality content coming out on there. Anyways, I want to introduce the guest of today's show. Her name is Lacey James, and she is a singer-songwriter. She is killing it on TikTok, and she has a large Instagram following as well. Honestly, she, you know, I look up to her content wise. I'm really like taking some tips from this episode, because she spills the tea on TikTok, how to, you know, gain a following on TikTok, how to do this, how to do that, what it's like being in the music industry, all of the coolest stuff that I have no idea about, like the amount of questions I ask about TikTok and all of the stuff that happens on TikTok and the drama I don't know anything about. So I feel kind of stupid being like, wait, can you explain this, can you explain that, because I have no idea. So I think I learned a lot, but also I feel like you guys will learn a lot as well about the music industry, about the TikTok industry. It's all very interesting. But we have the funniest way of meeting each other. So basically, she dated a guy that was in David Dobrik's vlog squad, and I met her through being an extra in one of David's prank videos. So you guys, okay, I'm gonna find the clips from David's vlog and posted on the Instagram. It's at Chit Chat with Joby, just, you know, no spaces, no periods, nothing, just straight through. I'm gonna post the footage from David's video, and I'm gonna try to like zoom in on my tiny little face in the background, but you know what, don't take it away from me, y'all. That's my 5 minutes of fame. Not even 5 minutes, literally 2.5 seconds, like, please. Whew. Anyways, basically she was dating a guy in the vlog squad, and they're not together now, but she kind of goes into a little bit of detail on what it was like and this, that, the other. You're going to have to listen all the way through to get the details. So do it. All right, let's just get straight into it, because I don't need to explain anything else. We go into detail on how we met and the video we filmed and all that good stuff. So, hey guys, it's Jordan Byers, and you're listening to Chit Chat with Joby. Let's get right into the episode.
Oh, how are you?
I'm great, but you are awesome, because literally nobody has been early to a recording of a podcast. So look at you, honey.
I know, I'm on time for once in my life. That's honestly goals. Love it. How are you? What's been up?
Well, I just started this podcast, and I'm just, honestly, I'm bored as fuck. That's why. I'm like finding new ways to just, I don't know, just keep being creative somehow. Because if I'm not doing something, I'm laying on my couch, depressed, sad. And so I just keep trying to go and be doing stuff. So how are you?
I'm good. I love that for you, first of all. Good for you. Keep the creative juices flowing. I've been good. I've just been working on music as much as I can, also smoking a shitload of weed every single day and sleeping a lot. But you know, I feel like that's all you can really do is just try and get a little creative and heal your body with some rest during
That's
quarantine.
true. But like, look at you. You're all dolled up at 2 o'clock. What is this? Where are you going?
I'm going nowhere. I'm filming TikTok. That's what I'm doing.
Okay,
Yeah.
but you are popping off on TikTok. What is this about? How did that even happen?
It's really funny, actually. I one day back in November of 2019, because I joined during summer when it kind of started popping off. It wasn't too oversaturated, so there weren't that many creators on the app at that moment in time. But in November, I was just filming, you know, my three videos for the day. And I had planned out some ideas that I was going to do. And then there was, for the last one, I didn't know what in the world I was going to do. So I was just like, okay, I'm going to sing something. Who cares? Might as well show off my talents, you know? So I sang Friends, the FRIENDS, that song. And that went extremely viral. Don't know why, over like 50 million views. And
Wow.
that was crazy, but that gave me like a massive fan base in random countries like Turkey and Russia, which is actually pretty cool. I'll take it. But yeah, it was really interesting and totally unexpected.
So was that like the start into your influencer career, or were I don't remember. Were you popping off on Instagram already at that time, or was it really TikTok that kind of put you out there?
I would say I think I had like a substantial amount of followers on Instagram just from, you know, other stuff that I'd done in the past. But I gained like literally, I think 100,000 maybe from just TikTok and stuff like that. The
Oh,
conversion
wow.
rate was actually insane. I was not expecting that at all, but very grateful for that.
I mean, you're killing it. I love to see it.
Thank
So
you.
you grew up in California, right?
Yes, born and raised in the
Can
city of
you
Angels.
tell us what it's like? Because I know a lot of my fan base is not from California, and I would love to know what it's like growing up in LA. That seems so wild.
It is pretty wild. I mean, for me, I wish I grew up in a small town and experienced that whole, you know, Disney Channel original movie vibe where you can walk outside and like be like, "Hey, Tom, how are you doing today?" But growing up in LA, it's just like everyone minds their own business. You know, going to school and stuff when I was younger, you know, all the kids in my grade, their parents were like Sylvester Stallone and like these big old actors and stuff. And I was like, this is weird. I don't know who that is, but that's pretty cool. Good for you. But
Wow.
it was good. I guess it's cliche to say that I like grew up faster than a lot of people because I was kind of exposed to like the whole scene of like partying and influencer life or whatever at a young age. But other than that, it was fairly normal, I guess you could say.
And you're 20 now, right?
Yes, I am.
How old is your sister? Is she younger or older?
She's also 20. She's 5 months
What?
older than me because I was adopted.
Oh.
Yeah, it confuses a lot of people. We used to tell people we were twins because it was just easier that way.
Wow, I would have thought that you both look very similar. That's
Yeah, right.
wild.
It's pretty interesting. I got lucky with an amazing family,
What
for
is
sure.
that like being adopted? When were you adopted?
When?
Yeah.
2016. So I was 16 years old. I grew up in kind of like not a good situation with my birth family. And it got to the point where I ran away from home and I
Oh,
moved
wow.
in with my best friend. And then we had to deal with, you know, a shitload of police drama, court drama, emancipation, restraining orders, all that bullshit. And until finally, I was officially in the family and
Wait, so she was your
there.
best friend, and so you guys are still best friends, huh? Or like sister best friends?
Sister best friends, definitely more sisters than best friends. Like we both have our own friend groups and stuff, but you know, it's nice to be able to talk to someone my own age and someone who's actually like part of my family about you know, what's going on in my life. Someone who understands.
Wow. Yeah. Do you have any contact with your birth family?
I do not. Mm-hmm. I occasionally get text messages from my birth mom, but I have not responded because I don't plan on dabbling in those waters anytime soon. But maybe when I'm older, we'll see.
Well, that's amazing that you, you know, have the family that you do now. They treat you well, I presume.
Definitely.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay. So I get a lot of questions myself for how to grow on TikTok because we need some advice.
Ooh, okay. Honestly, be consistent with anything, with any platform that you're trying to grow yourself on. The more content that you bust out, the better. I would say, especially with TikTok, start by posting 3 to 5 videos a day if you can. Use your hashtags, but don't go too crazy with the hashtags. So I feel like that can kind of make things weird with the algorithm. I'm not 100% sure because obviously the algorithm is kind of still unknown as to how, you know, it works and stuff, but just stay consistent. Try to find your niche. Do something that maybe you have a secret talent. Maybe you're really good at juggling shit. Just like go juggle some watermelons or something. No one's doing that on TikTok right now. Just try to find something that is an open market that no one's really fulfilling at the moment.
How do you feel about TikTok being banned? Does that scare you?
Honestly, I'm kind of okay with it.
Solely
because, okay, I love TikTok. I love everything about it. I love the process of making content and connecting with people and stuff. But recently, just the comments and all of the TikTok room stuff with like the Hype House and the Sway House, all of the drama that's going on, the toxicity is just like not it. And I feel like Instagram as well is essentially turning into TikTok. They have the whole Reels thing. So it's like, okay, might as well just do that instead of being on the other platform where everyone's like, we don't like you, you know?
Wait, really? You don't have a positive experience with TikTok now?
I feel like it depends on what I post. I've definitely posted some things in the past where it's like, ooh, I probably shouldn't have said that. But it wasn't like bad. It was just like stupid things. But sometimes I get the occasional, even like, honestly, people have been commenting about my like appearance recently. And how it's changed because I used to be like super blonde, first of all. I was a lot more fit and toned before coronavirus. And then I, you know, gained some weight and people started talking about that. And that shit fucking sucks.
Ew, that's so gross. Like, that's not okay. I've gained like 15 pounds, but my experience with that is different because my people that are following me, they're very much like, yes, queen, go honey, slim thick, you know what I mean? And so I've gotten a lot of positive feedback on gaining weight. So it's really sad to hear that people are saying shit to you for it. Like, that's not okay.
And it got to the point where I was like, I don't even read comments anymore. I don't respond to any of them. I hardly even check my DMs, which sucks because I do have like, you know, a handful of really incredible supporters who are like friends to me. And it's like, I want to reach out to them, but at the same time, do I want to risk my mental health, like going and spiraling back into something somewhere that I don't want to be? It's like, it's a hard balance to maintain.
For sure. But have you seen positive feedback on Instagram Reels? Is that better?
Honestly, I haven't tried it yet.
What do you mean?
I'm such a hypocrite, but I definitely want to start doing it. I may do some today, post some of my TikToks that I make. But
yes, do it.
Overall, just like on Instagram, 100,000,000% more positive. In terms of the commentary and stuff like that versus TikTok in comparison.
I just interviewed last week this TikToker named Jana. She's like a comedian and she has a completely different experience. I feel like she's in a completely different niche than you are. She's like a comedian and talks about, she's just really funny and has like a very loud personality, but she was just saying how she has gotten nothing but positivity and kindness. So I think that's so crazy that it really depends on the person and kind of what niche you're in, what side of TikTok you're on. Totally. So interesting.
It is. Honestly, the whole straight alt whatever TikTok thing is honestly kind of disgusting to me. It's kind of like separating everyone. It's like, not to get political or anything, but it's like politics, you know what I mean? You got your two parties and essentially pick a side, and now both sides, it's like you got some interesting people on both sides.
Wait, can you explain that? Can you explain those two
worlds? The two sides of TikTok. So we have straight TikTok, which is your standard like Charli D'Amelio doing dances, like using popular sounds and stuff. It doesn't really take a whole lot of creativity or personality to be on straight TikTok, I guess you could say. And then you have alt TikTok, which is essentially like kind of like the, it could be the e-girls, it could be the anime people or the cosplay people, or you know, the girls who ride on their roller skates. It's basically anything that's like not basic.
Mainstream.
Yeah, I guess. You could say. But now, you know, you have some people like Tony Lopez, who's kind of like the face of the straight TikTok, and he's into some stuff right now. And then you have other people who are, you know, part of the alt TikTok side, and they're getting into, you know, really, really shitty stuff right now. So it's like both sides are bad. And it's like,
wow. Yeah. So which side do you identify with?
I would probably say alt TikTok, to be honest. I feel like some of my content used to be very, very straight when I used to do like the little cannibal or like the renegade dances or whatever. But yeah. I've started to really not care about what I post anymore, not really care about the engagement, not care about who sees it, and just be myself and like say the stupid shit that I would say on a daily basis. And yeah, I feel like the feedback is not as like grand, I guess you could say, but it's more positive than it.
And you're being yourself.
Yeah, definitely. People can see the personality.
Yeah, that's more rewarding, I feel, being yourself than like trying to jump on all the trends and like be one of the first. That's kind of stressful to me. So
honestly, I can't imagine being like Charli D'Amelio or something and having to be on her For You page constantly being like, what's the new dance? What am I doing today?
That sounds stressful.
Yeah. And I feel like also I used to put absolutely no effort into TikToks, and now that I've started trying to think about what I want to post and think about, you know, the message behind what I want to post, it's become easier and more gratifying, I guess you could say.
For sure. So when it comes to like the different houses, I don't even know what that's about. Can you explain what that is? Because I don't even know what that is. I just started getting into TikTok, so I'm still a bit confused.
Well, for starters, I don't even know how many houses there are at this point. There's got to be like over 10. You got the Sway Boys, you got the Hype House, the Clubhouse, the Not a Content House, the list goes on. But essentially, like, people will just, or some influencers will hit up some investors and be like, yo, we have these influencers on our roster and we want to get a house. Will you pay for it for like this long? And then we will make content. And if you have a brand, like say Bang Energy or something sponsoring it, then it's like, okay, everyone in the house can only be seen drinking Bang Energy, right? So it's essentially these kids don't, actually, I would say it depends, but most of the time these kids don't have to pay to live in these houses. And I have some friends who are just like, house hopping, which I think is ridiculous. They're not like officially part of one house. They're just like staying the weekend at every single one.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's interesting. I didn't realize that there were investors behind this. So what, the investor gets a cut of their sponsorships to be able to stay in the house?
I think so. I think because I was offered a couple times, but I said no, because I cannot live with like 12 other people in one house personally. But one of the opportunities that I had was we got an investor and he said that he would pay for, I think, like 3 months on a lease. And then essentially we would try to make as much content as we could, get as many brand deals or whatever. And then we would essentially pay them back the money that they paid for that, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, that does make sense.
So it's like kind of like a loan, I guess, a little bit, but in the moment you don't have to pay like, you know, monthly rent or whatever.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Whoa. So is that kind of how like Team 10 works? Do they still have to pay for their rent after a while?
I want to say no with Team 10 solely because Jake Paul is extremely wealthy, I'm assuming. and I feel like, I don't know, he already had the house too. So that's he just true. Had to move in. So I feel like he's just, maybe he still gets a cut of like their actual, you know, earnings and stuff like that. But I wouldn't say that they're paying rent, but don't take my word on that. Don't quote me on that.
Like, this is kind of mind blowing, honestly.
Right?
It's so different, so weird. This is good information. People are going to be so shocked at this.
Honestly. And once again, just to clarify, like it depends on the house, but I would say the majority of the houses, like you would not have to pay rent. You just kind of have to be there, make content, get up in the morning and like be a part of the group, essentially.
I'm very curious as to what kind of person is trying to invest in a bunch of teenagers like living in a house together.
Honestly, any like 40-50-year-old businessman or woman, you know what I mean? Like if they have money, they see this as a good opportunity, they'll take it. Because a lot of people, like especially those who are, you know, over the age of 30, they don't necessarily, they're not like super technologically inclined, I guess you could say, with the whole social media thing. So not only are they investing money to make more money, but they're also learning from the kids on how to do things. So it's a win-win for them.
Have you, see, my concern with all of this, like this information that you're telling me is these are young kids, you know, and they don't have, I'm not saying like they as in I'm 21, like I still have so much life experience to gain, but when I first started on social media, I was 16, and from like 16 to 19, I swear I got taken advantage so many times.
Mm-hmm. Cause you don't know any better either. You know, you're just like living your life and it happens. And you're
exactly.
Young and naive and whatever. But yeah, there was actually a manager. I'm not going to say who it was, but a manager got into some stuff saying that she was representing like all of these different influencers and like working with them, when in reality she wasn't. And she was actually the manager for one of the content houses that my friend was staying at. And it just became a whole thing. She totally took advantage of like her position and it was so weird. It was like toxic. It was this 30-year-old woman just being like, oh my God, Isabella said this. Can you believe that? And I was like, what am I hearing right now? Is this really happening? Is this woman trying to like actually make drama within a household of 16-year-old children? What?
No, see, that's what's weird. That's what's weird.
Crazy to me. And I honestly, I feel bad for these kids because I don't know, like when I was 16, sure, I was like maybe getting into partying, but I was also like hanging out at home watching fucking Disney Channel and shit with my friends. So I don't understand. It's crazy how like the times have changed with kids growing up.
Oh, for sure. It makes, yeah. I mean, these 16-year-old girls, they look like they're grown-ass women. And I look back at pictures. Dude, I look back at pictures from when I was 16. I literally look like such a gross, nasty child. You
oh,
know?
No. we all had our, what would you even call that? Our phase where it was just
no,
like,
but that's growing up, you know? Yeah, that's what growing up is.
Exactly. And honestly, I'm kind of jealous. Like, I wish I could have just skipped that. Right. Move right on to the next one, start posting cute bikini pics at me at the beach.
But I feel like it's not fair because they didn't have an awkward right. stage. These kids don't have awkward stages.
Tell me about it. I don't know how. They just skipped over it.
For sure. Okay, wait. So going back to the whole adults with these TikTok children.
Yes.
Have you seen the controversy over like Nikita Dragon being a full-ass grown-ass woman hanging out with these teenagers? What do you think of that?
I mean, to be honest, like personally, I wouldn't. Like, I want to hang out with people who are the same age as me, at least over 18, you know, yeah. or older. Personally, because I feel like I don't want to relive the high school bullshit that I went through. And I feel like when you are 16, you're still, you know, a little crazy. Like, you feel like you can do anything. You're on top of the world and you get into some stupid shit. Like, I wouldn't personally want to be a part of that. But in terms of Nikita Dragon, like, I get it to an extent because she is like kind of, she originally associated herself, I feel like, with Tony Lopez. Yikes. But, you know, he was what, 21, 22, something like that. So she was hanging out with people because I think she's only like 23 or 24. She's not that.
Yeah, no, but I've seen videos of her like dancing on, twerking on underage people, you know, like at all these parties that are happening, you know?
I didn't know that. I was not aware of that. But yeah, the parties. Speaking of the freaking parties, bro, holy crap. I had so many friends who went to Bryce Hall's fucking birthday party, and I was just watching all of their close friend stories, just like, you're gonna get coronavirus. You're also gonna get coronavirus. You're stupid. Like, what are you doing? Come on, guys. Where's your compassion and empathy for other people who are living in the same fucking planet as you? You know?
Literally, Twitter is blowing up. All these drama channels on YouTube, the amount of content they're making from these TikTok people and YouTubers just like going to parties, having hundreds of people there.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Oh, and one more thing about the parties, just connecting that to the whole 16-year-old thing. Like, when I was 16, I was also going to parties like that. So guaranteed there's like 14, 15, 16-year-old kids at fucking Bryce Hall's party, like getting drunk, possibly having sex and stuff, you know, just doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing as a 14, 15, 16 year old. But you know,
goodness,
it happens, but it's disgusting. So
it is. Wow. Okay, let's move on from this because I'm just getting more concerned as we continue talking. That's enough tea for TikTok, I say.
You right.
Okay, so we met at one of the filmings of David Dobrik's prank videos. Do you remember that?
Of course I remember that. Oh my God, literally. So Nick, aka Jonah, was talking to my ex-boyfriend Brandon, like, yo, I wanna prank David when he comes back. Like, we're gonna set up a Mexican restaurant in his house and we're gonna get like a mariachi band and all this shit. And I was like, okay, first of all, we have like 2 hours to plan this. How the fuck do you expect us to get all of that plus people into the house? So I took it upon myself to reach out to like every single person in my contact list and be like, yo, you wanna come through for a video? And we made that shit happen. And then I met you and that was fucking cool. We got some free shitty food and you know, what else did we do? Did we just eat? Did we just sit there?
We literally just sat there for like an hour and a half and then left. But
pretty much we're kicked out, essentially.
Basically.
We're like, hey, hi, everyone. Thanks for coming.
It was so funny because like a promoter, some random ass promoter, like hit me up being like, hey, do you want to go to David Dobrik's house and be in one of his videos? I'm like, yeah. Like, sure, whatever, might as well, have nothing going on. And then I see you, your sister is sitting at the table with me, and you are just running the whole show.
Literally, I had to take it upon myself because literally Nick didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He was just like, I'll move a table. I'll grab the forks. I don't fucking know. No one was doing anything. So I was just like, okay, guys, if this is gonna work, we need to like make this shit work.
How many different videos were you a part of when you were dating Brandon? Like, what was that like?
I don't actually know. I feel like I was probably in like two or three, maybe. But whenever I would hang out with him, usually I would just hang out with him. I wouldn't really hang out with his friends and stuff. But on the occasion, or on the certain occasion when I did hang out with them, oftentimes Jason or someone would be like holding his camera, like filming literally everything. David would be filming fucking everything, would not take a break from holding up his camera. So it's kind of like, you don't really know what you're, if you're going to end up in the video or not, because there's so much goddamn footage, but you can only assume. But yeah, basically just hanging out with them, it was like cameras everywhere all the time. Everyone was like trying to be funny.
Mm-hmm. Was that overwhelming?
It was kind of overwhelming. I felt very intimidated because everyone was literally so funny 24/7 whenever the camera was on. And I was just like, I feel weird being here because I'm not a fucking YouTuber. But yeah, they were nice. They were cool people. Just very strange environment to be thrown into, especially not like really much background in the whole YouTube thing.
For sure. And I don't want to talk about your ex for a lot. I'm just very curious because that's how we met, you know, and I didn't really ask a whole lot of questions. But I remember, and listen, you don't have to answer anything. Like, I can, off the record, I can cut anything out that you don't want put up there. So just let me know. But I do have a question.
Okay, Queen, hit me with it.
So a few months ago,
beep, this was some off the record information that I was told. I always respect my guests when they come on the podcast. If I ask a question that's too personal or kind of invades their privacy a bit, because like, hey, you know, sometimes that can happen because, you know, I ask a lot of really intense questions sometimes. Like, it can get intense. And that's just what happened here. She told me some off the record tea, and I cannot share that with you guys. But basically, we just go into talking about her relationship with her ex, which was a guy who was a part of David Dobrik's vlog squad. So that is what we continue to talk about. That is on the record. So let's continue with that. Sorry, guys.
But overall, you know, like going away from that now.
Yeah, for sure.
Overall, was that a positive experience, the whole relationship, or was it kind of, I mean, do you contact him every once in a while? Are you guys on good terms?
Yeah, so we're actually still pretty close. You know, if he ever has a dumb little TikTok idea, he'll send it over to me and be like, is this good or is this too much? And I'll be like, it's too much, Brandon, but do what you gotta do. But yeah, we still like talk and stuff. He's a really cool dude. The relationship as a whole was an experience. I loved hanging out with him. He's such a genuinely amazing dude, and never gonna find anyone like him again in the future, but it's okay. But all good things usually come to an end, and if you love something, you gotta set it free, and if it's meant to be, it'll come back.
So true. And also, you're so young. I mean, we're both so young.
So much life to live, barely done with college.
Wait, are you a junior now?
So technically, I'm not in like, I'm doing like AA degrees.
Oh, okay.
I tried committing to the whole university bachelor's degree thing, but it just was not it for me. But for myself, I feel like I have to at least get some sort of degree to feel fulfilled with the whole school thing. Mm-hmm. And in the event that like, you know, social media, music, modeling, whatever, it doesn't work out, I'll have something to fall back on, which is nice. But yeah.
Speaking of music, tell us about it. I was listening. Okay, first of all, I've heard your songs on your stories, of course. Mm-hmm. The other day when I was thinking of questions to ask you, I like actually listened to your music full all the way through, and damn, your voice is really good.
Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate that. Yeah, music's just like what I've been doing since I was quite literally born. From the second I could talk, I was singing. Did musical theater growing up, literally from kindergarten to fucking junior year of high school when I graduated. And I started writing music freshman year of high school. So like 5 years now I've been writing music, and I have like a whole ass album ready to be recorded. I have everything. I'm so excited. And I have a new song that's coming out. I don't know when yet, but probably like September. And I'm super stoked for that because it's a banger, and it's my first like official solo song by myself.
Wow. Wait, so you do write your music?
I do. I write every single word of it.
That's really impressive. I don't know how you do it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, no. as a musician, like, personally, when I'm listening to other people, even finding, like, inspiration or, like, people that I like to listen to, if I come across an artist and I discover that they don't write their own music, I feel like I lose so much respect for them, because it's like, how do you connect to the words that you're singing if you didn't write them?
Yeah.
How do you feel that bit?
So yeah. Do you know how to produce the music, or do you go to a studio? What's that like?
So I wish I knew how to produce music. I have some super dope friends who usually will just let me come in. If I hit them up and say, yo, let me come through, they will oftentimes, you know, either make me a beat, or we'll just sit down and like talk about kind of what we want to do. But yeah, my friends are doing all the dirty work for me, which I appreciate.
But that's so cool. Like, I don't know anybody that's in the music industry that I could like directly have a conversation like this with. So, and I think it's extremely interesting as well. So can you go into a little bit of detail of what it's like to write a song, record the song, and then, you know, market the song? What is it like?
Sure. So usually, I mean, for my own songs, less so like features and stuff like that, for stuff that's mainly me, I'll just sit in my room, you know, go on YouTube, search up like Billie Eilish, ex Lana Del Rey type beat or something. And then I'll just freestyle some melodies and then fill in the blanks with words. I'll just replay that over and over again. I have over like 1,000 voice memos on my phone from different song ideas. It's crazy. That's like, my phone is literally my life. But yeah, I'll just do that. I'll write something up. Usually it takes like, on a good day, like 20 minutes to write a song. On a really bad day, the longest song that ever took me, or that was not English, the longest that ever took me to write a song was actually the song Love Me that I released on Spotify and Apple Music. It took me 3 months because I just could not, I was not feeling it at all. I had no idea what I was going to write about. I was sent a beat by a producer and he's like, okay, I want you to top line, which is essentially write over, you know, what I already have. So I did that. But yeah, I'll usually just finish my song in my room, take it to one of my friends and be like, hey, here's the inspiration beat that I found on YouTube. Can you like change it up a little bit, but keep like the same chords, the same vibe, the same energy? They'll do that. Then we'll record, which is usually like maybe 1 to 2 sessions, 3 to 5 hours long each. It's like a long and tedious process, but it's so worth it in the end. And then the whole marketing thing, you usually want to put out your song, like, or you want to distribute your song, set it up for distribution and release, like at least 2 weeks before the actual release date. So you can get on some fun Spotify playlists and stuff. But yeah, just basically the more content you make to promote your music, the better it's going to obviously do. And especially with TikTok now, it's very helpful.
Right, right. So do you feel like you kind of need to know somebody to get into that industry, or?
I feel like you definitely need to know somebody, but not necessarily somebody who's like a big record executive or something. You literally just need someone who can like play guitar or like has a little microphone in their room or something. Or even if you have that, like you can do it yourself.
Right.
Just working with like-minded people who also want to create something with you is just the best energy. And like the best result always.
So you have a single coming up soon. And when are you dropping the album?
Oh my God. I have to release my EP first, but hopefully 2021, baby. That's when that shit's going to come out. 2021, worst case scenario, 2022. But yeah, I'm doing this all independently because I don't mess with labels. So I can release this literally whenever I want to, once it's good to go.
Oh my goodness, Lacey, you are seriously so impressive.
Thank you, Jordan.
No, like you've done all of this and you just turned 20 in March, right?
I did.
God. Yes.
You're making me feel like I've accomplished so many things in my life right now.
No, but you're killing it. You really are.
Thank you. You are as well. What the fuck? Girl, deadass. Also, I saw your Glamnetic video. Thank you for the shout out.
Oh my God, yes! Okay, I actually intern there now.
Are you serious? Congratulations, bro. That's hype.
Isn't that so crazy?
That's crazy. Honestly, I like you fit right in. Just like I can tell.
So yeah, I'm editing all their ads. Well, not all of them, but I help edit their ads and brainstorm ad ideas. Mm. It's so cool. They're a really cool company.
I love them so much. I'm so glad you're like involved with them now. That's so awesome.
We'll see. It's just an internship. We'll see where it goes. But so far, I like it.
Hell yeah.
That's so great. Like, you were the one that introduced me to it because I kept seeing your face. I'm like, that's Lacey. Like, what is this? And then I reached out and I was like, wait, do they actually work? Are they good? And you're like, yes, honey. So
I'm wearing them right now, actually. They're so cute, so fun, so easy to apply.
Right. Okay, so where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years. That's 2025, right?
Yeah.
25. Hopefully I will be, I mean, let me rephrase that. I will be, because I'm a manifestation bitch. I will be touring the world, selling out shows literally everywhere. Hopefully Staples Center type beat. That could be kind of fun. Madison Square Garden. Ooh, one day. I will be on my probably second or third studio album, which would be crazy. I'll just be focusing on music, just doing that, busting that shit out. And yeah, just making as much content as well, doing my modeling stuff. I was just signed to a modeling management, which is crazy.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank you. I'm going to be doing that as well. So I just feel like in 5 years, I will be happy. I will be content with where I am, and I will be financially stable. That's it.
We love that. We love that manifestation.
Hell yeah. That's honestly all I'm really asking for at this point.
I mean, that's a lot, but you can do it.
Yes. Please.
Please remember me when you're touring the world. I will be a big supporter.
Yes. I will give you tickets to my show.
Yes. And you'll have to let me interview you again.
Yes. Oh my God, of course.
Okay, so go ahead, give us all your ads, plug yourself.
Ooh, okay. Well, Lacey James, okay, at Lacey B, I've literally never done this before, I don't know what I'm doing. At Lacey B James on Instagram, LaceyVJames. I am at Lord Lacey on TikTok, LordLacey. Also Lacey B James on Twitter. I think that's all my socials, to be completely honest with you.
And then just Lacey James on Spotify and iTunes, right?
Obviously. Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure everybody needs to know where to find you, where your stuff is at.
I seriously appreciate that so much.
Thank you so much for coming on my podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time. I'm so excited to share this episode. I think you're extremely interesting. So thank you.
It was so fun. Thank you so much for having me, Jordan. I love talking to you and I hope we can hang out soon.
Oh my God. Yes.
You know, died down a little bit.
Yes. I think, yeah, no, we need to catch up, go get coffee, talk more off the record.
Definitely. We must do that.
Thank you guys so freaking much for listening to today's episode. But wait, before you go, please, please, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Seriously, it helps me out a lot because I'm a fresh baby podcaster over here. So please rate and review, and I will see you guys next Friday. Bye.